God bless the flag, we all beating our chest. When it's peace, it's the same old game. The same old players, same old names. My skin is my sin. My skin is my sin.
The harder he talking, that mean he ain't gon' bite a sandwich. Hard body, ramen noodles mixed with that knowledge. The way that I rap for the limb, man, these haters can't stand it. Oh man, Curtis Pitts all about drama, bitch. Connie son be on that conscious shit. The oblivious gon' come acknowledge it. Rather photo or farm, I be cropping it. Talking way before rap, I was dropping shit. Before ecstasy, Pizzo was popping shit. Told you I'm not the one you want problems with. Screaming fuck Robert Porter for Papa bitch. Stoney, Al, Pook, and Coley. We might just get hit with that Rico. Show up with seven heartless fellas, shoot your ass right through your peephole. Now that's on the up and up, nigga, no D-Lo. Shout out to brothers who did biz and Tico. Killing whoever oppressing our people. Once we come together, the power is lethal. Oh, man. Your boy going hard every day for a rack. If you want a feature, that's gonna cost you a stack. Cause I gotta feed my people and you better know that. Oh, man. They love it when you down, hate it when you bounce back. I tear that pussy down when I hit it from the back. I'm Jody from Baby Boy when it comes to that cat. Oh, man. Damn, I might just get hit with that Rico.
Hey there, my name is Billy Early. I'm a physician assistant. I'm the national advisor for Black Doctors Matter. I'm here because I'm representing these nurses, the RN nurses. Right now in California, there's a lot of illegal stuff going on with the nurses and stuff with respect to H1, H2 visa nurses that's being influxed into the state of California. There's been over 160 pro-immigration laws for non-legal American citizens. That's okay, but what about these nurses here? These nurses have a right to live. They have families. These nurses have kids. They have lives and dreams. We're here to let Martin Luther King, these new people that own Martin Luther King, we're here to let them know that we're here and we're standing up for these nurses here. Our beautiful blood.
Yeah. Sometime in life, you just get fed up. Some of my family and my friends, I had to cut them off. If you don't rock with me, then I don't rock with y'all. The time that I was broke and you didn't call. When I had to go to war with a whole squad, you ain't get involved. When they don't call, I go hard myself. That's how it is, that's how I'ma live until my death. I gave my love, therefore I felt every single thing you felt. We both went hard together, we played it because of the game done dealt. This shit went left, I ain't want nothing else but to see you shine. Yeah, turned you out to my plug to help you with your grind. Hey, he was only front and four, I told him man five. That was on my name, but then you ran off with the whole nine. You didn't cross the line, no, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it simple and plain. You fuck up my money, but don't never fuck up my name. When it come to money, friends and family, they gon' change. When it come to money, niggas known to fuck up the game. When it come to money, your closest partner start acting fake. When you get that money, your closest partner gon' start to hate. It's all about the money, don't get it twisted, make no mistake. If you ever think it's love straight from the game.
Some of my family and my friends, I had to cut them off. If you don't rock with me, then I don't rock with y'all.
The time that I was broke and you didn't call. When I had to go to war with a whole squad, you ain't getting involved.
My family and my friends, I had to cut them off. If you don't rock with me, then I don't rock with y'all.
The time that I was broke and you didn't call. When I had to go to war with a whole squad, you ain't getting involved.
You can't put no trust in people. The money got the power. If you ain't got no money, they don't get no fuck about you. They don't get no fuck about you. Get no fuck about you. They don't get no fuck about you. Get no fuck about you. You can't put your trust in people. The money got the power. If you ain't got no money, they don't get no fuck about you. They don't get no fuck about you. Get no fuck about you. They don't get no fuck about you. Get no fuck about you. It's sad, but it's
mess up for you. I done had enough to hear for all the things you put me through. I was sad, I was lost. Love we had, I done talked. The decisions that you make eventually make you a boss. Some of my family and my friends, I had to cut them off. If you don't rock with me, then I don't rock with y'all. The time that I was broke and you didn't call. When I had to go to war with a whole squad, you ain't getting involved. My family and my friends, I had to cut them off. If you don't rock with me, then I don't rock with y'all. The time that I was broke and you didn't call. When I had to go to war with a whole squad, you ain't getting involved.
This is Jobs, and you are tuned into My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only got one rule, and that's be respectful. Shout out to you and your family. And y'all know what it is. It's Sunday. It's 4:30. We talking about working in healthcare from a black perspective. And actually, like I was talking about last time, we are going to change that to just working while black, because it is bigger than that. And I didn't even think along those lines until, and it's not that it's a million people calling up, but it is an avenue, it is a place, it is a forum if you want to call up and be anonymous and tell your story. And don't violate nobody's HIPAA. I'm all for it, you know. I don't know that we have a space or enough spaces where verbally you can call up and talk to somebody. And I'm not a professional, nothing like that, but just get some shit off your chest if you need to. Because sometimes, you know, let's not act like we ain't all sat in our car in the parking lot and really, really, really stressed out. It would be dope to have had somebody to talk to, you know, at some point, so. You know, we try to offer a little something different. And every once in a while, we get somebody call up, and that'd be pretty dope. And if we don't, we just shut it down after about an hour. So it's up to, you know. Anyway, and another thing, man, they've really been just killing our channels, man. It just, it's been pretty, it's been somewhat disheartening because it's been so long. Like they don't even tell us, oh, we're going to just shut you down. So no clue, you know, on the record why we technically keep getting shut down. And we, oh, man, there's so many things. Anyway, how's life? How are you doing? What's going on with you? What's good? Wow, I'm sitting up watching a movie today, and I cannot remember the name of the movie. But it's a guy that's a conscientious objector. But every other man in his community had volunteered to go to the war, so he felt compelled to volunteer. He said, "I'll be a medic." Well, they gave this man hell. They literally beat his ass. They tortured him. They was talking about putting him in jail. Blase split. Long story short, he ends up becoming not only just a medic. Like, they got their asses handed to him over some little piece of area with I think it was the Japanese. And this dude by himself, without a gun, probably saved like 50 people's lives in one night. It was ridiculous. But it reminded me of what nursing is really about. It reminded me of that first real time I got it as a nurse. And that's a different space for everybody. Some people honestly never get it. Some people can be extremely book smart, extremely have every technical aspect down, but they never get it, so they can never be a great one, you know. And not that they're a bad nurse, no, I'm not saying that, but there's a groove in nursing, and it's not your whole career. I'm gonna keep that a stack, but it can be a really good long part of your career if you hit that groove and you realize the groove, embrace the groove, and do things to extend the groove. And when I say the groove, that means mentally you know your stuff. You know, you may not know 100% of every medication ever given to every patient, no. But as far as whatever scope you in, mentally, you know what your medications do and how they're supposed to respond to each patient. Not only that, you feel that confidence. So it's not just a good morning to the patient, can I get, you know, your whatever it is you need to do to start your day. But it's a, hey, what's up? You know, I got to get this again. The conversation is a little easier. You know that groove. It feels a little bit better. You know, it's not too much into nursing where you got a whole bunch of debt, even more so than school. But it's far enough from school where you like, okay, I ain't no rookie no more. And you hit that groove. That's a good feeling. You know, and people notice it too. They notice the change. They know they see the look on new nurses' eyes, especially the old veteran STNAs. They will pick your ass apart psychologically without a doubt. But they do that for a good reason. So I'm not taking anything away from them at all. But very quickly, they will have assessed your character and assessed your long-term ability. Like, they'll tell you, oh, okay, they'll be dope. Or they know their stuff, but I don't think they're going to work out. They just, you know, and generally speaking, they'd be right because they've seen them come and go. They know the ones that got the mentality, if they really want to stick it out wherever it is, can. And they know the ones they can't, you know. And every so often they get one wrong and they tell you. They'll be honest with you. But some of them ain't going nowhere. They live around the block. They done raised their kids working in that place. It's easy to get there, you know. And some of us walking in the door thinking we God's gift to medication. And they like, oh, this nurse number 7,642. I was that nurse, man. I, you know, when you first get out the game, you know, get in the game, you can be arrogant. I was that arrogant nurse. And being a dude made it worse for me, you know, because at that time it definitely wasn't that many male nurses and it definitely wasn't that many brothers. You know, so for a minute there, I was a unicorn, you know, even in Detroit as far as profession-wise. So that was, you know, it had some advantages, and I was stupid, you know. So I made some mistakes, but never let it affect the job, though. I did not. Like, I've had some things happen that was just like, I remember I had somebody show up to work just pissy drunk, and I'm like, you got to go home. I didn't ask nobody shit. I'm like, look, no, you not, I can smell you like 10 feet away. You got to go home. You making a scene, making it worse. Like, I ain't trying to throw you under the bus. I cover for you. You called off, whatever. But go home. You're not about to make it worse for me. Like, you not being here is actually a benefit for the day. And we'd have to talk about it, get you some help or something. You know, those are the type of things you deal with people, people's lives, man. And it's conversely the same thing, man. And that's why I say, hey, let's talk about it. Let's get it off your chest. You know, you read all these stories about the pain people feel in the profession of just healthcare in general. Now, I have tried to look up, like, respiratory therapist groups, and I have yet to see that. So if you hear this podcast today or tomorrow or in 1,000 years, and if you do hear it in 1,000 years, you are one of the most phenomenal people to ever grace the face of this earth for digging up this greatness. Anyway, this is Working in Healthcare While Black. If you want to call in, the number is 347-855-8692. And matter of fact, let's switch some things up. All right. And I'm not sure which live stream is what. If there is a live stream going on Facebook, I have tried. It did not work. I'm not sure what the deal is with that. And every time I try to do it on the fan page, they just let me do the live stream, but then they won't let it upload thereafter, so no one can hear it thereafter. So it just sits there and dies. And I'm not sure why they keep doing that. And like for YouTube, I believe currently they're letting us go. Generally speaking, they always stop it. So anyway, who is Dr. Lily? Oh no, we do this. This is just an ongoing thing, Dr. Lily. You know, so we'll be doing this every week, Sunday, 4:30. You know, barring, you know, me getting a job where I gotta work like every other weekend just for a little extra bread because I'm poor. I'm not poor, but anyway. But yeah, we try to do some things to that people can depend on. You know what I'm saying? Like we do Black Business Buzz. We don't say when we're gonna do that one though. But you know, we've been doing the same Thursday almost 4 years. You know, so we try to keep things a little bit dependable. But yes, jobs. We did this topic earlier. Yes, and I was supposed to switch it to just working in general while Black, but I just didn't have the time to really like making the flyers myself is actually proven to be a lot more difficult than I anticipated. So I'm working on that. Anyway. So what I was thinking was that this would be a space for people that can call in, don't have to give their name, don't have to give their face, and not violate people's HIPAA, but be honest about what's going on at their place of business, or be honest about what's going on with them having to maintain the things that we have to go through to keep a job. And let's not act like let's not act like it's not different. It is. You know, so if you're not working, you don't know. And it may vary from industry to industry as far as how overt it is. Like, the things that you may see as a doctor are not going to be the same things that you see as a janitor may be, as far as how overt it is. When you are a doctor, you got to look out for the janitor. That'd be the problem a lot of times too. You know, people feel like, well, I work myself up to a certain status in life. Everybody has that same opportunity. And no, not everybody has that same opportunity, even amongst our people. You know, but that does not mean that you're better than somebody. I think it was Muhammad Ali was pretty much like, I'm going to judge you by how you treat other people, not how you treat me. You know, because I might be that guy that you're dumping on right now at some point. And I'm paraphrasing, of course, and somebody correct me. But that's real, you know. And one thing I've always tried to do is treat people, as far as patience, like I want somebody to treat my mama. And I'd say 85% of the time I have accomplished that. And that's just being real, you know. About 15% of the time I failed in one way, shape, fashion, or form. I have. And the problem with those failures is not that, you know, when I don't mean fail and someone was harmed, you know, and it was no crime or no shit like that. It just me as a person knowing that, okay, yeah, I could have, that interaction could have been better. You know, had I not said something, you know what I mean? Like you think about those things on not just your quote-unquote job as far as what you got to write down and everything, but your interactions with people, you know. And there have been times, like even with coworkers, I'm like, hey, you know what, I apologize. I'm having a bad day. I really am. And I think in healthcare, the mistakes that you make are compounded by the fact that there's a life connected on the other end. Like if you make a mistake at a plant, you may not ever see that mistake. You may hear about it on TV, but you can detach yourself because they don't connect you directly to that mistake. But you might know, you know. But as a healthcare worker, you know if you made a mistake and somebody is harmed almost immediately. And you got to live with that. So I do think that that's a uniqueness. I was watching some ER videos, and like they had one where it was the emergency camera videos, which was like crazy. Dude, like basically rolled up to the emergency room. Well, his girlfriend drove him up to the emergency room, and he had died on the way, basically. And you could see the nurse inside the car. She had pushed the passenger seat all the way back, and she started the compressions right there. And you could see how they moved so quickly to go get the team, to go get a stretcher, to get him out of there. Another nurse replaced her doing the compressions while the stretcher was en route. Like, it worked like it was supposed to work. And that dude ended up living as a result of that. I don't know. Maybe I did talk about that last week. I don't know if we had. I know we'll have the same topic. And see, this is what I'm talking about. See, now the stream is unavailable. What policy violations? Please explain that to me. I would like to know. You know, and that's unfortunate because I, you know, but anyway, we'll rock out with the podcast. And if don't nobody call up, like I say, we'll shut it down early. It doesn't matter. But if you would like to call up and you're listening, the number is 347-855-8692. And you do got to press 1 to get on air. You know? But I've learned a long time ago that people at the bottom, the quote-unquote bottom of the totem pole, are actually the most knowledgeable about whatever institution you work at. And I'm just going to, because for some reason, the higher-ups say stuff about private things in front of the housekeeping lady, like she's not there, that they wouldn't say in front of another doctor because it's business-related. And it's not their business. You get what I'm saying? But I think that's the same thing with every business. You know, it's tough being a black man and going to work, and then you got a family to feed. You know, it's tough being a black woman going to work, and you got a family to feed. That means you got decisions that you have to make are so totally different from them. Generally speaking, you know, not only that, it's you have to worry about, well, I'm the angry black woman, or I'm the angry black man, I'm the angry black man. And the stereotype that goes along with that. Something comes up missing, you already know who they looking at. And the stereotype that goes with that. It's like you're always suspicious. And so you have to operate counter to their suspicions. And we all got to deal with that shit if you want to actually get a decent job, a quote-unquote decent job, and be able to keep it, because we have yet to move as a unit economically as far as our employment viability, if you get what I'm saying. So we can just talk about what we're going through. You know, like if you listen to this and you say, okay, let me ask you this. What's the best time you've had at work? what is the most entertaining or the most and hold on 1 second. Let me play a song right quick.
See, I'm going. Yeah. I've been feeling so all alone lately. Strong is what alone made me. My mama was strong. She was alone when she raised me. Hot water, cornbread, burnt flour for the gravy. She could make a mountain out of mold to feed her baby crazy. You raised me and Pete by yourself. When we was acting up, she whooped us all by herself. Thanksgiving, birthdays, Christmas, did it by herself. How could I ever never love her to death? Ain't nothing left for me to do, mama. Always.
Alright, my bad about that, but I had to take that telephone call. Yeah, I know how it is sometimes. Man, I forgot. See, oh my goodness, YouTube just ticking me off so much. But that's cool because this will be on iTunes thereafter anyway. This will be on, I don't know, Stitcher. It'll be on, something FM. I mean, it'll be somewhere everywhere if you just Google us. Google My Skin Is My Sin Radio, and trust and believe you will find us. Now, back to what I was saying. If you hear this, leave a comment, tag me, or wherever you hear this, and tell me the best time that you have had at work, the most enjoyable time that you have had at work, and tell me the worst. Like, and it could be you getting fired from, you just had a really bad day, to somebody really did something erroneous to you at work. I'd like to know. Just simply, like, just comparatively speaking, I'd like to know the good days versus the bad days at work. And give me the levels of fucked up shit that you've been through. Like, is it the microaggressions, you know, the typical they scared of me shit, like clutching their purse when you're on the elevator? Or is it the really, well, I don't want no black people taking care of me. Now, how does that make you feel when you hear that shit right there? And you got no choice but to continue working with their ass until they find a replacement for you. And then what if that person codes? It's not like, you know, if you there, you could just be like, nah, I'm cool. Because if something happened to that person, then they're going to be looking at you. So it's a catch-22. Here's a person that clearly states they don't want nothing, you touching them because of what you look like. But they ain't put that in writing. So now you don't have a choice but to touch their old nasty ass and get ass chest compressions. Because if you don't, the same people family will be suing you, saying you didn't do anything. See how to get you? Yeah. That's the type of shit we got to deal with. You know? And they know it. Treat you like cold D shit. And that's okay. It's just you. Just one of them. You know, and y'all got to forgive me today, man. Today, I have made a serious commitment to try to quit smoking. So, thus far, I have had 2 cigarettes for the day, which at 5 o'clock in the evening is pretty freaking phenomenal for myself. I'm trying to make it without smoking another cigarette today. And see where it takes me. But if I'm a little short or if I get a little too hyped up, that may have something to do with it. Wish me luck. But it's time. It's time. It is time for me to quit. It really is. But anyway, back to working in healthcare while black. And I don't know why I put number 3. I just did. I don't know if this is 3 or 4, and damn, I don't know what the hell. I just yawned for absolutely no reason. But I don't know if this is 3 or 4, to be quite honest. Now, I will say that depending on what you do in healthcare, like nurses, you will get a job, but you will also be treated differently, and you will be aware of that in most instances. You know, now, if you on the east side of Detroit, you know, the ghetto east side, the quote-unquote ghetto, it'd be just us. Now, the people that own it won't be, or like your DON or your administrator won't be. But for the most part, it'll just be us, and they'll treat you differently. They don't have no choice. But if you're in, like, a suburban area, it's a little different. It really is. And there are some intercultural or intercultural, I don't know. Culturally, there is some shit that we could do that they could learn about us. That would make things easier and much appreciated. And that's the problem in a lot of places, is that they don't want to have that honest dialogue, and they don't want to be angry at each other and end up being angry at each other. You know, one thing about working while black is when major things happen in politics, like when Obama won. Now, that was the one time when Obama won and you went to work that next day. Oh my goodness. And I don't care where you worked at, you felt so fucking good that day. You went to work like you could do no wrong. And I don't, man, you want to talk about geeked. Black folks was geeked, period. You felt good about showing up to work that next day, like, yeah. And you ain't even had to smile. You ain't had to say shit. You just had to have that nice, polite grin. You had to have that white boy grin. Yep. You know, but conversely, it's not a good look when, you know, like when this Mueller report drops, or I don't know if it has already. I've been down in my basement today. But you'll be able to tell the difference in some people. They may not say a word, but you'll know. You know, and maybe they are a little bit more quiet than they normally are, or it'll be something. You'll know. Yep, they was a Trump fan, or, oh, no, they don't like Trump. That, you know, you'll be able to know, and it's not difficult. And those are things that we got to deal with. They're the whims of a political nature, but how it trickles down, because now we got to catch hell about shit. You mad that the black guy is president, so you've taken it out on me. Are you mad that you feel they dumped on Trump, so now you want to take it out on me? Those are things that black people have to consider and have to think about and have to deal with. You know, because it's accepted that you take shit out on us. It really is. And that's ridiculous. You know, it is truly ridiculous. But I don't know what to tell y'all. And again, for some reason, it has shut me down completely on my YouTube. And that's the best a brother could do, you know. I did have it up there. Yep, shut me down completely. It's just weird. I don't understand it. Like, I've done something to somebody's moms or something. But anyway, like I say, it still doesn't stop you from leaving me a comment. It still don't stop you from talking to your boy. You know? And we're getting a lot more love on the whatchamacallit. Oh. The one we posted. But it's hard to have any consistency when Facebook and YouTube keep shitting on you so badly. It's ugly. Like, I share the show and then the live stream be gone. So then at some point, people just tired of, like, fuck it. I'm tired of dealing with his live stream, Mr. Janky. And I feel you. So, you know, maybe we will just do straight podcasts and don't take no calls no more. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so I'm going to give it a few more minutes because I know right now is anyway, if you'd like to call up, the number is 347-855-8692. Oh, yeah. It would be dope for us to be able to play some music. And I didn't finally figure out how a couple ways that we could do that. And actually, this way would be much better because then certain things would not apply, which would make it feasible. So, and I guess once you put it live, it just messes with you or something like that. So, I don't know. Maybe I will just start just totally broadcasting just flat out on either Blog Talk or there's another service that I was thinking about using. And we'll see how the no smoking goes. That'll definitely help if I can get rid of this horrible habit, this affliction. It's crippling my pockets. Then I can, you know, be a little bit more flexible with some other things. So that will help too. Anyway, I think we got enough time to be out. Yeah, because I can't do anything as far as any interactions at this point. Wow. This is pretty bad. Anyway, man, y'all know I stay trying, man. I love y'all. And if you got some better ideas, let me know. Working in healthcare while black, we out.